So we come to the end of the fifth head of doctrine as far as the positive declaration, what is believed and understood concerning the work of grace. Notice in this particular articles 14 and 15, the focus is on how do we persevere in the faith. In other words, this has to do with pastoral practical advice. And notice what it says at the very beginning. As it has pleased God by the preaching of the gospel to begin this work of grace in us. So, or in other words, in the same manner, he preserves, continues, and perfects it by the hearing and reading of his word. So God's grace came to us through the preaching of the word of God. God's grace continues to come to us and will continue to come to us through the same means, through the hearing and reading of his word. But notice they didn't leave it just there, but also by meditation thereon. We are called to not just only hear what God says, but to take it into our hearts and to think about and to chew on it and to meditate on it and to apply it to our lives so that we will not be forgetful hearers, bringing further condemnation on ourselves. So part of one of the reasons why we come to church is to be able to receive in order to then be equipped to meditate. And so one of the things I encourage you to do is to take what is preached, especially if it's faithful to the word, and chew on it this week. Take it and remind yourself, okay, this is what the message was on this week. It was on judgment, for example. The sermon this morning will be on justice, the justice that occurs, or injustice as well. And so thinking about the justice of God and how he meets those things out. So the idea of meditating, taking in the word and dwelling on it, chewing on it like as if it's the food you need. Notice also, he not only through the meditation, but by exhortations, threatenings, and promises thereof. Notice again the importance of the church in the bringing of the word preached and the application thereof. And then also by the use of the sacraments, those the word made visible. These are the means of grace that God has given to us to strengthen our faith and encourage us. Notice also in the second part, the work of God in the statement there, which God has most abundantly revealed in his word for the glory of his name and the consolation of pious souls in and which he impresses upon the hearts of believers. So the idea is that God has revealed that he has begun a good work and you will complete it. That's something that should bring comfort to you. It should strengthen you. That you have a purpose, and that is to glorify God. That's why you're here. That's why you exist, is to glorify God. And he glorifies his name in your salvation, in your perseverance, in your glorification. And he does that work through the Spirit to impress upon our hearts that we are his. And our response is, thank you, Lord. Thank you for adopting me. Thank you for redeeming me. Thank you for persevering in my behalf. For your patience, your long suffering with me. For your love. As it says farther down, it is an inestimable treasure. It's something that can't be esteemed. It can't be completely comprehended. It is the treasure that God has given to us is vast beyond our comprehension. Again, Scripture says, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who believe. There are things that we know about because Scripture talks about aspects of what eternity is going to be like and the new heavens and the new earth and all of that. But to some degree, if you notice when you read the book of Revelation, the author writes, he uses the word like and as. Why does he do that? Because he's trying to describe what he was seeing and experiencing using words that we can understand. He was trying to communicate what he was experiencing in a way that we could say, oh yes, I understand. But he was struggling with that. Paul says of himself being given a chance to see things, he said, it's not lawful for me to talk about. Eye is not seen or ear heard. This knowledge that we've been given, that God is the one from the beginning to the end, from election to glory, is all the work of God. God's glory is revealed in every step in the way. And part of that is in our lives, day by day. So we thank the Lord. We praise the Lord for that great comfort, for this treasure of the purpose to glorify God's name. And also we thank Lord for his comfort that he has started a good work. He'll complete it.